Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
Are you ready?
Susan K. Jones.
Are you ready to go? You ready to lead off? 651-461-9226. Chime in with overrated, underrated, properly rated. Here's Susie.
I'm going to start with overrated. Mother's Day.
All moms.
Excuse me. All moms are overrated. Is that what you just said right here on WCC Radio?
I'm saying the day is overrated.
Cancel it?
Well, the problem is this. It's about expectations. So, of course, I get my mother every year flowers, you know, a flowering plant, and I get now my grandson's mom a flowered plant. Okay?
Yep. Nice. So that seems good.
So Kay Jones had us all over yesterday afternoon, 3 to 5. We all just hung out and visited, and I brought the flowers. And it was like snacking, and we were visiting, and everybody was having a nice time getting my mom stuff. And my daughter was there, and she's usually really good about it. And I was sort of like waiting and waiting and waiting and thinking she would go in the back room and get a little gift bag with a candle or some lotion. Maybe she had popcorn she might give me. Maybe
popcorn? Where'd that come from?
I don't know.
Although Dave had a story today about the key to like living forever is popcorn.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
No, I didn't hear it. So anyway,
Popcorn's garbage, by the way.
It's
popcorn, funny. Overrated.
You don't like popcorn. I don't like
It's fine.
But I get it in my teeth and then it's... Oh,
yeah,
I
the kernels.
It. Yeah. Anyway, I just was sort of a little sad. Like, come on. Give me a candle or something.
Yeah.
But no.
So you're just mad you didn't get the right gift.
I didn't get any gifts. Yeah. I didn't get a card. I didn't get a gift. I didn't even... I mean, I got a hug. I think I got a little... Happy Mother's Day hug, like, but it was all for my mom.
Yeah,
yeah. Anyway, so that it's left me a little.
So you're mad. It should be more Susan K. Jones's day.
I'm a mom. I birthed two kids.
Yeah.
I should have somebody should send me a card. One of those two, and they're both. They didn't come
dead
through.
To you.
They're dead.
Yeah. Lose my number.
Out of the will.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. All right. That's a good one.
All right.
What's next?
I'm gonna say. I'm not sure how to rate it, but I'm going to tell you. You know, I've been on a bit of a hiatus on the dating tour. You know,
skipped April.
Among the texts, popcorn overrated.
What?
Your face is dumb.
What?
Texter, because I said popcorn overrated. Texter goes, popcorn overrated? ? Your face is dumb.
That's an insult if I ever heard one.
That's funny.
Your face is dumb. It sounds like something a 6-year-old would say. Your face is dumb.
Oh, Susie, so anyway, that is terrible, Texter says. Yes!
Thank you.
That's awful.
Yeah. I mean, a card.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Something.
I'm just checking out. When you said I should leave, I am leaving. But I can't go till Wednesday. So I have Bumble, right? The Bumble.
Yeah, you're back. You're going to back date.
Well, I looked on it and there was a guy and he was kind of funny and looked cute and good conversation, you know, about the weather turning nice. And then what interests him was diving, scuba diving. And I said I had just been to Belize.
Yeah.
And
la-di-da.
La-di-da. And he said he had two la-di-da and he was going on another big trip. So Wednesday.
So he's got money. So we know that.
Apparently. You know what he's doing? He's taking a trip on the Silk Road. He's going to Central Asia to do the Silk Road.
Really?
21 days.
Wow.
So this
one conversation with you, and he tried to find the country furthest away from America. Dave, that's commitment to run from Susie. Wow.
So anyway, on the level, it's just an interesting set of circumstances that I'll be a news reporter and just love to chat about. So we'll let you know if there's anything. But
I think this is properly rated. This is promising.
Properly rated.
Yeah.
Properly rated. Road construction. That's another one.
You're pro.
I'm done. No, I'm done with road construction. No,
we should never try to improve the roads ever
again.
I
think so. It is such a hassle. And everyone would agree. If you ask texters, not one person is happy.
Of course.
Not one person. Everywhere I go over the weekend. I went over to visit my nephew, Michael, Lowry Hill Bridge.
How about a gift? Did Michael have a gift for you?
No.
No. He should be done, too.
I haven't gotten a gift from anyone. A gift. Actual little package for me to open.
Yeah.
Don't you dare give me glasses that were laying
around.
There you go.
Right there you go.
Somebody's reader.
Right, a gift. You got a gift right there.
They look great.
Okay. Anyway. I buy you treats occasionally.
Occasionally you do, but you don't wrap them.
Well, okay. Tomorrow, I'm going to bring you a gift.
If you bring me a wrap gift, I will flip out.
Yeah? When's the last gift you've received?
Me?
Yeah.
Christmas.
That's not that long ago.
It's long enough. I mean.
That's your birthday, too, to remind people. So that's where you get hurt.
Yeah. Do people double up? Do you get, is your Christmas gift,
totally.
And this is your birthday?
Biggest ripoff ever. Biggest.
So you don't get what Dave suggested, the double up.
I don't want the double up. Get me
you're
nothing.
Lamenting you don't get any gifts, and now you're saying you don't want anything.
I don't. At Christmas, I want extra. I want two gifts at Christmas. I want my birthday gift. And
she medicated
Christmas.
Today, David.
I feel like I'm not. I feel like I might have
you
missed.
You are like two vehicles passing
wait,
on the
is
wrong
is one
side
Susie
of
talking to the other Susie's talking?
Sybil.
All right.
So you don't get a birthday and a Christmas gift on Christmas.
And you want one.
Slash your birthday.
You want both.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. 625 2nd Avenue South, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Are we 55441?
55402.
55402. Please
don't.
Send Susie a gift.
Please.
Wrapped.
Wrapped.
Must be wrapped.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
All right, more
so
of
those
you.
Are mine.
Yeah.
I love to hear other people what they're feeling, too.
651-461-9226. Back with Dave. Also, your text, and I'll chime in here on CCO.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Among the techs, Susie, if you don't like road construction, you need to move.
That's true.
Winter expands and contracts the road and causes issues that need to be taken care of. Does CCO need to have a day of giving with CCO, with Susie being the beneficiary instead of some random charity? Yeah, we got the big blood cancer event,
no,
May 29th. How about we cancel it, Dave? Eliminate blood cancer, and it all goes for Susie.
All right, I get the picture.
Yeah.
I'm just a spoiled brat baby, I know.
More text. Mother's and Father's Day should be a Saturday. What do we think about that?
Wonder what the reasoning is on that.
Normally, the reason is, well, people are boozing up so much.
Are we all getting drunk?
They need a day of recovery. No, it's fine. We don't need to change it, do we?
No, I'm happy with it.
No, no. Okay, what do you have, sir?
Start with this.
So, President, could I ask you a question? What? I'm in London, and I just paid for this damn fat drug I take. I said, it's not working.
It's funny. It's underrated because, you know what? Donald Trump... when he spoke of locker room talk after the Billy Bush thing.
Yeah.
And we all said, come on, that's not locker room talk. That's just absurd.
We all said, well, he's done.
Yeah.
How'd that work out?
That is locker room talk right here. That is locker room talk.
That
your buddy coming in saying, yeah, I got the fat drug, and immediately jumping, it's not working.
Yeah.
That was funny today. That was funny.
Oh.
Yeah, he can be way over the top at times and a bully at times. I don't know. Listen. Does the other guy get a voice in whether this is funny or not, Dave?
No.
No, he
no,
does
one's
not.
The president, the other's not.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
The other one can take his personal one-liners and bring them to the national media any point in time that he wants.
Mm-hmm.
It's not working.
It's not working.
It's tough to hear that it's not working.
That's a hell of a diss, isn't it?
Also underrated, you got to hand it to the committee again. The Am I Wrong committee.
Yeah.
Nailed it once again on Friday, talking about sovereignty, the winner of the
it's on my list
the
too.
Derby, not entering the Preakness, the trainer saying, we're doing it for the horse, doing it for the health of the horse. And now we find out over the weekend that the jockey gets fined for whipping the horse too much during the Derby.
And suspended. So here's listen, who knows horses better than this show? If you're
equine leader,
if you're fined and suspended and your horse wins, you know what else happens? You're out. You're not the winner. How are you the winner if he's fined $62,000? It's the second offense in the last 180 days. Yeah. You should be disqualified.
Seems like you cheated. Seems like there's rules and you broke the rules.
Absolutely cheated. Done.
He should be tarred and feathered as well for being mean to horses.
When's the last time we did tar and feather someone? Seems like that's not good.
You can bring it back. Speaking of cheating, one more, overrated.
Yeah.
A month ago after WrestleMania, I complained during this very segment about the whole knocking out the ref thing in professional wrestling.
Yes.
We need to move past that. It's not funny anymore. What did we do over the weekend? With John Cena defending the title against Randy Orton. Caught it last night on a YouTube video.
Yes, yes.
Hey, they knocked the ref out two times again.
I think it was three.
For real?
Three
or
times?
Was it a joke?
So,
No, it's
you know, it's part of the bit. Yeah, because...
one of them bumps the ref, and all of a sudden the ref is splayed out. Oh, I can't do anything.
Well, my buddy Winnie's over, right? So we're watching the Wolves game, but Quinn's got my phone, and so he's got Peacock, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so if it went to a timeout, then we'd flip it over. And we did flip over so Quinn could watch the big screen, where the ref goes in once, twice, and I think a third time. I think there was like, I was trying to determine if there was an extra, a different ref in there or something like that. They can't break up the knock the ref
no.
and something happens the
Do
other
better.
Way.
Do better.
Do better. They've reached their limit on that one. All right, what do I have? Okay, buffet protocol. There's a great curb on this one, too, where let's say you're already through. You're at a Mother's Day brunch, okay? And it's a buffet. And you go through the line the first time, right? And you load up and you're like, hey, it's a buffet. Paying too much. I'm going to go a second time.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And there's a long line. Do you have to wait at the start of the long line again?
Yep.
Or can you kind of jump in ahead? Susie, what's your protocol?
Get at the back of the line.
Dave?
I think you got to wait.
Not saying I would. I'd probably just elbow up there and get some more hash browns.
I was just going to say this. There's no chance in hell. Susie may be saying this, but she's not waiting. So I'm going to say I'm with you guys. How about this policy? Because this happened yesterday while we're waiting. Mm. This one woman eschewed the other items, the first, let's say, 10 items. And then she went right to these others and slowed us down.
Oh.
We had good pace going.
Yeah, that's tough.
And all of a sudden, she skipped the line completely and went right to the item she wanted. Where does that rank with buffet protocol? Because I'm going to say overrated.
I'm saying you're throwing the red flag.
Mm. Yeah, well, review time.
Did you go up to her and say, Miss, it appears you've forgotten there is a line?
No, because I'm eating Michelle's son for the first time, and I really didn't think this is the time.
If I'm
with you or you, I probably would. Hey, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
I would go with my father. Hey, coach, back of the line. You can't. No, Dave.
I think we need to zipper merge the buffet. Now that I'm thinking about it, say you're going up for the second time, and all you want is some bacon. And in line, you've got eggs here. Next comes bacon. Next comes cheesy hash browns.
Yeah.
I think you can wait near the bacon. Once you see there's a gap, slide in, couple slices, you're out.
Well, in the curb,
maybe that works.
On the curb episode, Larry was willing to let the guy who had already went through the line once to jump in. Mm. So my guy Larry said you can jump in, so maybe you're with him. So at the same brunch, I was talking about Belcourt and how much I miss Belcourt. This is one of Gavin Kaysen's places. Gavin Kaysen is a genius. Spoon and Stable, numerous other places. He's as good as anyone that we have in the state for food. And I was just lamenting how much I miss Belcourt. And then I opened up the online today. Guess what's back? Belcourt, two places. Minnesota, you're welcome. I feel like my conversation somehow got to Gavin.
Someone was listening, eavesdropping.
And they already, I mean, some would say the plans have been in the works for months and months. I would not.
Mm-mm.
I would not. I'm going to also say here's another area where Minnesotans should thank me. I'd like a gift, too.
Wrapped.
Anthony Edwards, first half. Saturday night. 8 points.
Wasn't good.
Meandering, not playing well. Jimmy Butler, playing great. I offered up a tweet. We can make this game complicated and simple. Simple part is one team's best player is clearly outplaying the other team's best player. What did Ant do in the second half? 28 points. I'm told Ant waits in the locker room an extra little bit to see if I tweet.
Oh, to see what his next move is.
Yeah.
Did you send one before the game tomorrow night?
I did not.
I think you should.
No. I'll wait until it strikes me.
Well, I mean, if you could send one before the first quarter starts, maybe we get a quick start from young Anthony.
Right? We need
I feel
that.
Like I've already,
helped him enough.
Helped him enough, right?
That's fine.
So again, Minnesota, you're welcome twice. Belcourt, two amazing places are back, and I motivated Anthony Edwards.
You're amazing.
I
continue to be in awe of you.
You should be. The folks who are now tweeting out finally turned on my air conditioner.
Oh, yeah. I turned mine on. Did you?
I turn mine on the first time my house was warm. I don't wait until I'm going to show my. Now, if you have economic issues, this is a completely separate category. Mm-hmm. If financially you are trying to save money,
mm-hmm.
I get it 100%. 100%. But if you're trying to be, oh, I'm going to wait super long to turn the air conditioning on.
Badge of honor.
I know it's been 90 day after day after day, but I'm going to wait. Get out of here. And so he's got to be out at 145?
No, he's just sliding back 10 minutes. He's stuck in some traffic.
Okay, right, I got it. Arthur Kaplan, who you've probably interviewed before, Susie's going to join us later on the great hope of dropping prescription prices. I mean, I don't know how realistic it is. It doesn't seem realistic to me, but if Donald Trump pulls this one off, bravo. I watched the Mark Twain tribute show for somebody Dave and I both love, Conan O'Brien.
It was this weekend?
It was on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
I think it debuted recently or maybe even this weekend. I think the tribute took place maybe a month ago or so.
Yeah, that's about right.
And obviously now Donald Trump has totally changed it. And I'm guessing the next 20 years of Mark Twain tributes will be Lee Greenwood for 10 years,
mm-hmm.
Kid Rock for 5 years.
John Voight,
and himself every other year because of The Apprentice.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was hysterical. John Mulaney, Sarah Silverman, Tracy Morgan, Bill Burr, Colbert, Adam Sandler. Letterman gives the award to him. Conan gave a phenomenal speech, including about the power of Twain and resistance. Then Will Forte is Mark Twain in the audience, and that was hysterical. Then Sandler comes up and says, we need to see Conan play the guitar. He plays a Neil Young song that was appropriate as can be. It was a 9.5. Have you had a chance to see it yet?
I've seen clips, including Conan's speech.
Really?
Very, very good.
Really?
Yeah.
Really good. Just showing again how funny he is, how intelligent he is, and how massively underrated Conan O'Brien is. And I feel like I'm a huge fan. I watched a lot. I don't feel like I watched enough because many of the characters, The Interrupter, Triumph, The Masturbating Bear, they were all a part of it. In fact, I think that I believe the first thing we saw was The Masturbating Bear.
Oh, my God. And it's Netflix?
Yes.
well worth it, huh?
A lot of podcast cheap shots, a lot of Jay Leno cheap shots. Colbert kind of spoofed his Hot Ones, which became kind of a viral thing. Not as funny. Not as funny as some of the other folks, but well worth checking out. Thank you, Susie.
Yes, we'll see you at the top of the hour.
And again, any thank you, Chad, from Minnesotans about Anthony Edwards and what was the other one that...
Getting the restaurants.
Belcourt.
Yeah, Belcourt. Yeah. Belcourt. I inspired Gavin from the conversation yesterday to open up Belcourt, which is absolutely phenomenal. 651-461-9226.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, our schedule's thrown off a little bit here because Arthur Kaplan, excellent medical ethicist, is going to take us through whether the president is being realistic when he's talking about dramatically changing prescription drug prices. Sign me up, both arms in the air. I hope it happens, but how realistic is it? They found a story suggesting moms were paid for all the tasks they do. This is in the traditional two-parent household, Dave. Also, it seems like this is a household where the dad's kind of a lout.
Yes.
Where he's just doing nothing.
Just hanging on the couch.
And again, I think there's way too much sexism regarding men and women. I will say often, if Kathleen and I go to a doctor's visit, but every other time, the nurse ends up talking to Kathleen like 90% of the time, me 10%, and it drives me nuts. Many times I will jump in and be like, yeah, I can answer that question.
I got this one.
I'm here. By the way, I'm in the room, 50-50. Here we go. Suggesting if moms were paid, they would earn $145,000 a year. A lot of people raising their hand right now and saying, make that happen. I'm quitting my job right now.
Mm-hmm.
Child care worker, $33,000 a year as they're breaking down the assignments here. Community and social service specialist,
$13,000.
They're also suggesting the hours per week. Okay, child care worker, 40 hours per week, $33,000. When does that ever end, by the way? If you're a parent.
I'm trying to figure that out.
I don't understand. I guess they're saying what these folks are paid if they have these jobs.
Sure.
So they're applying it to you in the combo platter here, right? Elementary school teacher, $24,000. Cook, $12,000. Maid housekeeping, $9,000. These five roles alone add up to $92,000. And they also came up with 14 other categories. Does that seem right? Mom's making $145,000. Now, again, I said there's all sorts of homes, right? This is the idea of this one, I guess, is the old school. Dad's working, mom's staying home. Dad comes home and apparently smokes cigars and lays around on the couch.
Get me my dinner, woman.
Where my beer, lady? $145,000. How's that strike you?
I mean, if we're going to add all that up and the moms do all that work, yeah.
Then it's under. If literally it's the dad who's 9 to 5 and just doesn't participate, really, then it should be higher.
Yes.
Right?
It should be. I hope we're in a point where
better now.
The dads, I think we are in a point where, you know, parents nowadays, the dads actually do stuff.
What percentage of married families does the dad just... like this. Let's say 50 and under.
I think much less than it used to be.
Oh.
Much less.
Yes. Right? I just think most women would say, get out of here.
Yes, I can do better. Bye.
I can do a lot better. And you know what? They should. Arthur Kaplan in moments. Stretch Lab right now. Stretch Lab is essential. to keeping my son healthy. Quentin, my son has DIRK 1A, and that comes with physical issues, scoliosis. He had double leg surgery. He deals with seizures, and they are amazing. They're not good. They're not very good. They're not great. They're amazing to Quentin. That backs up my point. They can work and will work and excel with everybody because the training is right. The temperament is right. The compassion and empathy is right. And the skill level is right. So you could be an 18-year-old, finely tuned athlete, track and field, and you want to get in even better shape. Stretch Lab will help you out. You could be an 85-year-old who just lays around way too much. They'll help you out. You could be somebody somewhere in midlife. You want to play golf a little better. You want to hit that 7-iron further. You want to play a little pickleball. You're bringing tennis back in your life. You still hoop. They'll help you out. 11 locations, half off your first visit. Along with Q, we've been customers since 2019. 25 and 50-minute sessions, stretchlab.com. Arthur Kaplan has joined us a number of times. He's outstanding. He is the head of the Medical Ethics Division at NYU, years at the University of Minnesota. And he's going to join us on a very intriguing topic because the president had hinted at an enormous story. And then it came out yesterday, and he took it even further today, where President Trump signed an executive order that aims to cut prescription drug costs in the U.S. by aligning what the government pays for certain medications to prices paid in other countries. He's putting Bobby Kennedy in charge and calling this a goal to get it done within 30 days. They're pointing out if the talks fail, Kennedy will move to enforce the most favored nation pricing model, capping U.S. prices at the lowest prices paid by other countries on the planet. Arthur's with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. This sounds great, Arthur. Sign me up. I'm all for it, like everybody else. Is it realistic?
I'd say it's long odds. Basically, what he's saying is drug companies voluntarily lower prices. We're way out of line, by the way. I think everybody knows that. Paying 5-6 times as much as Britain, France, Germany, Japan. The drug companies have been gouging us for decades, so it's not a new problem. And by the way, it also is linked up to why Medicaid and Medicare are going broke, because we're paying ridiculous prices. All that said, I don't know. We've asked them politely in recent years to drop the price of the injectables for weight control, the Mounjaros and the Wegovys and the Zepbounds, and they nod from Denmark, that country, and go home and haven't done anything. Yeah. So I don't know. I think it's going to have to be tougher than please lower your prices.
Okay, you know this better than I. Every president since George Washington has campaigned on, I'm going to lower the cost of your drugs. And again, all of us raise our arms. And maybe on the fringes, maybe on the edges, that happens to some level, but not in the main. So why would this be the tipping point? What pressure could the Trump administration create where drug companies would say, okay, enough is enough? Maybe not 5-6 times. How about 2 or 3 times?
Well, we had a tool. Unfortunately, it was Biden's tool, and Trump doesn't do anything connected to Biden, and that was negotiate the prices. Why are the prices lower in these other countries? They sit down at the bargaining table with the British National Health Service, Canadian, you name it, and the drug company says, we're going to charge this. And they say, well, and then we're not getting that. And they say, well, we'll lower it. I mean, it's a classic negotiation. Here, the drug company says, it's $1 zillion. And we raise our arms and say, okay, I'll pay that. I mean, it's like, it's silly. So
can I jump in on that? Why wouldn't, whether it's President Biden, President Carter, President Lincoln, whatever. Okay, now let's go to President Trump and say, we're giving you the United States of America, 355 million some people. If you don't lower the cost, guess what? That drug will not be available in this country.
Yep. And that is what should have been done 40 years ago when they put in Medicare, maybe 60 years ago. Who lets the guy selling you the thing set the price? I mean, nobody. It's why in some ways we have drug and medical costs completely out of control. To some extent, our hospitals do the same thing and set prices, and we just pay them. We don't bargain them down. But anyway, that's not what he's going to do. So you mentioned he's going to go over to the Fibber Nation staff.
Yeah.
I don't know that law so well, but what that what he keeps saying is, if you don't lower the price, we're going to then pay what the cheapest price is in the world. Well, the cheapest price in the world are countries like Bolivia,
yeah.
Peru,
right.
Mauritius. These are countries that are broke, and the drug companies do give them, I don't know, ridiculously low prices, although they don't send them all their drugs. They send some. But if you tried to price there, the drug companies would simply say, then we're not selling here in the U.S. I mean, that won't work. It's got to be a bargaining to a reasonable price, not a lowest in the world price.
Okay. So all these presidents have campaigned on it. I established that before. And then they're smart. They have smart people around them who know this would be great policy. Why haven't they tried the same thing as president?
Because of the power of the pharmaceutical and biotech lobby.
Is it just the lobbyists have overwhelmed even the presidency?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. They are hugely powerful, an enormously powerful lobby. Plus, they employ a lot of people in the U.S., and they keep saying this. If you don't pay these prices, then the research that gets you the next generation of drugs, the better vaccines, it's not going to be there because we rely on the United States to pay more. In other words, if you don't subsidize us, otherwise known as why us, why doesn't the world do this? But nonetheless, the threat has always been the research pipeline will dry up if you don't continue to pay ridiculously high prices.
This is Dr. Arthur Kaplan, tremendous medical ethicist at NYU, years before at the University of Minnesota. We're talking about President Trump and talking about his drastic plans to try to lower the costs. So, Arthur, let's say the two of us have a conversation right before Thanksgiving. So months and months from now, when this is played out, what is realistic? What is fair to see? What would be a victory for the two of us as consumers and also for the president in this push?
25% reduction in the prices of the 20 to 30 most used drugs. That would match something that the president didn't mention. No one mentions. You know who bargains these prices? The VA. The VA sits down every year with the drug companies and does what we're talking about. They're about 25 to 30% cheaper. That's what they negotiate. The drug companies do it so they don't have veterans on their case politically saying, I can't get drugs. They're shut up that opposition by bargaining. So that's, you know, I know exactly where we should be.
Yeah.
VA prices.
I know you've questioned Bobby Kennedy, and certainly I have also in his other comments. Do we have any idea what type of skill he has to be the lead person in this area?
Well, he's not buying the research argument since he just blew up the NIH and is shutting down all the grants for research.
Yeah.
I don't think the drug companies will persuade him that, you know, we better keep subsidizing. He won't buy that. But I don't think he has any experience in this area. He's not a health insurance guy. He's not a health policy guy. He's a lawyer. Spent most of his recent career anyway on the anti-vax front, anti-vaccines.
Exactly. Yep.
Didn't really learn the economics or how to do this. So let's put it this way. You remember that term jawboning, where you sort of yammer at somebody trying to get them to do something? That's it. We talk about the president's big plan, Bobby Kennedy's big plan. The big plan is to jawbone them, to literally shame them, guilt them, sort of huff and puff and say, you better lower prices. I think they will a little bit. But if they don't come up with some forced bargaining requirement, I don't think we're going to get there.
Arthur, great stuff. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. We'll reach out again.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I come away from that conversation, Dave, heartened a little bit, feeling like, listen, the president, all of his life, what's he about? Bravado. Bumping into the facts, okay? But Arthur Kaplan is saying what I think a lot of us know, what a lot of us have read about, what a lot of us feel every day, what you feel with Lindsay, what I feel with Quentin, what millions others, when there's some unique health issue, you're like, my God, how much am I paying for this? Why is this drug approved and this one not? Why is this one so expensive? If we're sitting here Thanksgiving and the main 30-some drugs have dropped 25%, that would be an enormous victory for the country and an enormous victory for Donald Trump. No other way to say it, right?
Correct. I mean, at the very least right now, millions and millions and millions are feeling heard, feeling like our complaints are finally being taken seriously or acted upon by the federal government. So, yeah, if whether it's, you know, the 30 to 80% he says, or a percent much smaller, if there's a push either way, you know, a little push,
yeah,
dropping the price somehow, that's going to be great for a lot of people.
I just want to be realistic. Because you don't think Biden wanted to do this, or Obama, or W, or as far back. But if they can use favored nation, or whatever they're using, whatever leverage, and they make any progress, I don't care if you love Trump or detest him, he would rightfully get plenty of credit. Mm-hmm. Let's pause. Let's go to CBS and Susie.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.